It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
And greetings and salutations, everyone. It's your slightly... There they are. There they are. They are not waiting. They are ready. That's our fake live studio audience here at Atlanta Tech Park outside of Norcross and Peachtree Corners? Peachtree Corner. I get Peachtree Corners and Peachtree City mixed up, but it's Peachtree Corners. I am your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian. The sultry tones of the wonderful mom genius next to me is the star of the show. She who is great with child. It is her known as Tiffany Krumens.
Hey, Stephen.
Great with child. That's a biblical reference, I believe.
Yes.
Mary was riding on a donkey. She was great with child. Tiffany drove in her wonderful SUV and drove from her home, left her family so that she could be with us.
My other family.
To impart her genius of being a product genius. We are going to talk about Arrested Development.
Yes.
A television show you never watched.
Never seen it.
But
got a full recap, though, from you guys.
Well, it's not even close to full. It's a great show. Launched various careers. Took other people from certain points in their career.
I'll tell you, and Noah's description of it makes me want to go home and watch
it. It's worth it.
It's the kind of show you really can't do a recap of. You just have to watch it.
And it's one of those great shows that when you try to tell somebody what happened and say, oh, this was great because this happened, like the person goes,
falls flat,
what? That doesn't make you just need to see it. So I can quote Friends and people go, oh, that's funny. And you can quote plenty of shows where you recreate the lines and it's funny. Arrested Development, you do it and you, Army gave it to me, mother, you know, and it just falls flat.
It's a little like trying to describe a rainbow to someone who's colorblind.
So the other sultry tones you just heard is that of our genius, Noah McNeely. Noah with Product Quick Start. He is our resident film critic and now moving into TV critic and how films and TVs are entertaining to talk about. How's that water coming, Tiffany? Tiffany is, well, listen, you are forgiven everything because you are close to giving birth.
You cannot ask a pregnant woman, how's that water coming?
Nice. I stand corrected. The water you're pouring out of the bottle into another bottle.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Listen, you are, as I said, great with child, which means
like Noah said, as long as it's not the other one, we're good.
Needing to drink plenty of fluids and needing to go to the bathroom is par for the course.
All right.
So we will allow it. And yes, I should not have stated that the way I did about the water, but Noah, you're here to, again, you are the genius of Product Quick Start. You help people develop their product, get it to market, minimum viable product. You help people with the process of idea to getting it to market. How'd I do? Anything you want to add to that?
Was there a question there?
No.
Okay.
This is the, hey, tell everybody about your company.
So my company is great.
Yes.
We help.
Awesome.
We help people develop product from wherever they're at. Sometimes pencil to paper, all the way through design, engineering.
Sometimes prototypes. Fixing disasters, right?
Yep.
Fixing, averting, causing, fixing again. That's all part of the process.
And your story of being on our show, you were one of the first partners to join us, and it's been great to. And I'd encourage everybody to go back in the archives, listen to all the different times that Noah's been on the show, because as one of our geniuses of helping people with the development of their product, we've told all kinds of stories. You've told examples of clients. You've imparted knowledge, and then we've really been on this nice little journey that we kind of came a happy accident where we were talking about a particular topic and you said, you know, it's thinking about a movie. And so it reminded you of a movie. And so we're staying on that and we're going to see how long it lasts.
Well, it's a fun way to teach.
It's more fun than just talking about screws.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Although
number 8 screws, number 6 screws, you know, there's a bunch of screws out there.
There is. You do have your favorite. Right? Okay. Which still is that Easter egg.
We know what Noah's getting for Christmas.
Yeah. Right? That Easter egg that you need to go find. But anyway, we've been doing movies and we talked about maybe this might be a 2-part show. And so we started talking about sitcoms. to which you said, I talked about, you know, sitcoms with a cliffhanger that you have to wait all summer. And then you said, actually, it's more like the show Arrested Development, right, where they would do what's coming up on the next show. And then you'd never see that.
Right. It was like a cliffhanger, but really never came to fruition. Right. So the first few episodes I saw that show, I was like, did I miss an episode? And it took me.
Why did they do that?
Because
of the Arrested Development. Oh, okay.
It's part of the humor. So it took me a good month of watching the show to realize what was going on.
Yeah. So Arrested Development is probably one of the early examples of what now is known as meta comedy. So very kind of relatively dark, or trying to look serious but actually being funny.
Right.
And then things like that, little things that just, that's not the standard. You don't show, here's what's coming up next time on Arrested Development, and then never pay that off, never even do that scene. And people go, and it just caused people to go, wait, what? It's been done. I was just saying off air, Rick and Morty, they do that now in their intro. They'll show clips for the season and you kind of go, I saw that one. I saw that one. I never saw the one where Morty was putting on that green.
How ironic is that? Because we always say we're going to have a 2-part show and we never do.
Right. Exactly. So
hence the jerk.
Exactly. So, and the other thing, and the reason you brought up the idea of Arrested Development is that's a great phrase for describing product-based businesses and developing. So unpack Arrested Development, not necessarily, well, unpack the show and how it applies to small, to product-based businesses.
So I said you can't summarize, you really can't summarize or synopsize the shows. Is that a word?
So let's do it.
So long story short, you have this family in California, and the patriarch of the family who runs this business is arrested for money laundering or tax fraud or something like that. And then you've got all these dysfunctional people in the family. None of them know how to run a business or keep the family together, except for the oldest son, Michael Bluth, who they basically beg to come in and help them out. So that's the basic premise of the show. But you know, we can't possibly synopsize it more than that,
right,
because it's really just a million little things you have to see. But
go ahead.
How does it relate to product development, I think, is probably the question you're going to ask.
Absolutely. And a million little things, you know, that can arrest the development of product-based businesses.
Right. So a couple things. As we were talking about the cliffhangers that aren't really cliffhangers, this relates as well, because I have in my career seen so many times clients that go away and say, hey, we're going to launch this. It's going to be great. It's coming soon. And then I never see the product, never hear from them again. So their development obviously got arrested along the way somewhere. And I think the show as a whole, we can look at it from the standpoint of, as you're developing your business, you're developing your invention, you're trying to get your product out there. Sometimes things come along, and if you look at the phrase Arrested Development, it means something moving toward a conclusion that gets stopped in its tracks for whatever reason. Just like the company in the show is stopped in its tracks because the CEO is arrested, or Michael Bluth, the kind of normal one, his life is stopped in its tracks because he has to go in and deal with all his siblings.
Pilot episode, George goes to jail. They had put everything, all of his business stuff, into a development of houses. It stops after the model home is built.
Right.
Michael actually lives in the model home,
right,
to try and rescue the family company. So sometimes as we're developing our business and our product, we don't expect that, oh, I stopped at the model home and now I got to live in the model. I mean, so that's
I know Noah's going to share like a ton of examples of this, but one comes to mind that I just heard on LinkedIn a week ago. The founder of Hint Water, it's basically just a water with natural flavoring in it. No sugar, no carbonation, nothing else, just natural flavor.
Wouldn't that just be water?
Right. Well, that it says the woman who sold it for $20+ million or whatever to Coke or Pepsi. But she basically started this company, started doing well with her co-packer, basically the company who put the water into the bottle with the flavoring. And they stopped at some point and said, we want to buy this $300,000 machine and we expect you to do it or we're not going to work with you anymore. And we're basically like holding her hostage. And she said, nope. She made the decision to halt everything, stop the business. But it was a huge, obviously a huge upset to the company.
That was Arrested Development.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So don't do that. Find a second co-packer.
Top that story.
Well, as I warned the crew here and Tiffany and everyone here, I'm exhausted because I've been working on a lot of projects. So I'm going to do my best today. So one of two things is going to happen. Either I'm going to reach that sort of exhaustion level of lucidity and brilliancy that this is going to be really good, or you guys are going to have to drag me through this show.
We'll figure it out.
So
I know which one has already happened. So just keep going.
Well, let's keep it going. So top that. That's aggressive.
No. Don't try to top that. All right, let's get back to the topic. Tiffany dropped the story. That's the challenge for the rest of the show.
By the way,
it's her fault because she goes, I'm sure he has tons of other stories.
Well, I have a few.
Yeah. Do you want to start with one, or should we get back to the topic and talk a little bit more about Arrested Development? You tell me.
Well, I think Arrested Development, the only other thing I was going to say is if you look at each of the dysfunctional characters on some sort of metaphorical level, mm-hmm. they could sort of represent one of the elements of your business that can pop up and be dysfunctional and make you have to focus everything on that.
Yep.
And then you're stopped otherwise. So
I love it.
Marketing mm-hmm. can jump up and say, well, we got to do this right now. And you got to focus on this and this, that, and the other. And then you drop everything else and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, hey, my supplier's being, you know, a jerk and saying, I got to buy this machine. Well, you got to stop everything and deal with that and everything.
Not even metaphorically. Like, you could have that team in place right now where, you know, your family, if whether it's your family or not, somebody on your team is that stopping point or mm-hmm. multiple people.
So you can't ignore the crazy character and what they're doing. There's also, I don't think it's, well, let me give you this one piece of advice that will apply in all situations to all things that pop up. What are some things you've learned? What are some things you've seen in those situations?
Well, you have to master the art of juggling. I think as an entrepreneur, you have to be very careful about fixating on one problem too tightly. Yeah, it might be the most important, but it can't crowd most important right now, but it can't crowd everything else out. Our old friend Don, he used to use the phrase that he's keeping all the plates spinning.
Yeah.
You know, plate spinners are, I guess, are circus performers. They have these poles and you get mm-hmm. a plate spinning on top of each one. And if you let go of one pole, that plate's going to fall. So you got to keep everything going. Right. Even if one is the most critical at that mm-hmm. moment, you can't drop everything else. So like in the rest of development, you know, Michael couldn't ignore Tobias's, you know, Blue Man Group problem while he was dealing with his sister Lindsay's latest affair or whatever it was that was going on in the show.
Right.
So it all had to be balanced together and he had just, you know, it's a stupidly hilarious show. So obviously there's not a lot of real life in it, but I think there's a message there is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff thrown at you at one time. You can't drop any of them.
And by the same token, so there are times as an entrepreneur, you have to juggle a lot of plates. I think also there are times as an entrepreneur, you have to be, you have to understand the power of the word no.
Yes.
Going back to Tiffany's story. No. I said no, not yes. Going back to Tiffany's. Correct. Going back to Tiffany's story, that LinkedIn story, the lady was willing to say no. The lady was willing to walk away.
But she didn't stop those other plates. Like you said, she's still marketing. She's still selling to Publix, making sure that she's prepared to go in when this issue gets resolved. Right. But she's obviously got a big hiccup.
We had in a past show, just a very recent show, in talking to a Shark Tank guest who had a horrible situation happen where she gave somebody money for an order right before she goes on Shark Tank and they just kind of disappeared with the money.
Middleman.
How do you spin those plates? How do you, the Arrested Development, oh, there is no product and I'm about to go on Shark Tank and buck stops with me, but somebody took my money and isn't giving me any product. So
I've seen that so many times on Shark Tank.
And so how do you, you know, all these little things. And so spinning the plates, being willing to say no. Let me dig a little deeper on spinning the plates and maybe we're getting, this will be fine because we'll get a little bit away from the craziness of the show. But one of the things about the show that again made it funny and made it so unique and different is how things would resolve themselves. Not your typical, I always joke that, you know, on Full House and Different Strokes and Facts of Life, I always called it the postlude. My dad was a minister of music, and so I could recognize when the nice soft piano music would come in, and the matronly character would sit down and go, "You know, Willis, you know, Arnold, well, you know, Joe, what we learned here today." And so they had that moment where let's teach the lesson and everything wraps up.
The after school special.
Correct. Yeah. But it's actually the old TV sitcom moment of everything works out. And in Arrested Development, they really, you think, oh, he's going to solve it this way. You know, Michael was the smart one and savvy and all, but even, you know, I think I figured it out. And then the banana stand explodes or, you know, right, something like that.
And one problem leads to another problem. You solve one, or one solution leads to another problem. So there you go. Which is very typical of product development. I mean, I'm working on a contraption right now. if you guys were at my prototype lab, you'd see this, is that it's got all these moving parts, and it's got a belt that has to be tensioned just right. So I fixed that, the belt's tensioned right, and now there's so much stress on the system that the motor's not strong enough to turn it. So now I got to fix that problem. I fix that problem, that's probably going to open up another problem.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, and I still have these
battery
issues.
Or something, right?
Yeah. So it's not even a matter of, because you're an inventor and you're inexperienced, these things happen. Professionals like myself, again, I've been doing this a long time, still happens to me. It's not...
Yeah.
Good engineering, good design, good product development is not about these problems not happening. It's about making sure they do not become a stopping point, making sure they don't arrest your development of your product.
Or if they do, not for too long. One of the reasons why we would talk about movies, partially to entertain ourselves and maybe entertain the audience, and I think you like the creativity of figuring out how this movie applies to a topic you want to talk about. But I do think there's this underlying current of building your product-based business. It's not a movie. It's not going to be like, if I put it up on a screen, everybody will go, that was so entertaining. Everybody's going to go, holy cow, that took a long time. And there were fits
it's
and starts.
Critiques.
And And they, man, that's not exciting at all, sitting there in your prototype lab and coming up with 35 different things. So
no, it's not even a reality show.
Because, there you go.
You know, even reality shows are cut and scripted and whatnot to make them flow smoothly. There's going to be a lot of just sitting around thinking about stuff and sitting around noodling on stuff that would make for horrible television.
Yes.
By the way, allow me to arrest the development of this show and bring up that I died laughing. I'm trying to create a comedy bit about it, but I saw advertisements for a new drama of characters playing characters on a reality show. So they now are doing a drama about a reality show.
Kind of like Office, but making fun of a reality show.
And I'm like, okay, the end of the world is coming, because
we've come full circle.
Reality show is going to change television, and now we're doing television show. Now we're doing fictitious dramas about reality shows.
It might be really funny,
awesome, though. No, I think it was a drama, so it's supposed to be real serious. Anyway, let's get back to the, let's stop arresting the development of the program and get back to it.
You're saying that sometimes you have to say no. And sometimes I would say you have to say no to yourself as an entrepreneur as well.
Yep.
In fact, one of my examples, you know, I'm not going to top Tiffany's story. I don't think it's possible.
Story topper.
And I'm going to have to sterilize this story, because this guy would get really pissed if I told the story. But about 4 years.
Now we really want to know.
About 4 years ago, I had this client. He wanted to develop this product that his message was, I want to get this to the market really fast. Let's do whatever we can to get it to the market fast. It doesn't have to be perfect. Yada, yada, yada. So we developed this product.
Which normally you would kind of like, right?
No, that MVP. Was great. I was like, okay, this guy gets it. He understands. Right. We're going to get this thing launched, and then he can do Gen 2 or whatever. So we get this thing developed, and it works. It does everything it's supposed to do, but it's not perfect. And then he goes down to the spiral, like I think one of the Arrested Development characters would do. Well, no, it's got to do this. But it can't do that unless we now add a circuit board, which is going to be 6 more months of development. But it really needs to do this. But why? It does all this other stuff you wanted it to do. So, I guess almost 4 years later now, still not on the market. They ended up firing me, which is fine. I'm like, I can't get you there this quickly, because you keep adding stuff to it. You keep making it more complicated. I'm not going to go hire an electronics engineer to do this thing for you that you change every 3 days. So he's still out there. He went up hiring some other people. They are still working on it.
They've
invested massive amounts of money and now massive amounts of time that defies the very first edict of there's a huge opening in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Let's get this to the market in 8 months.
And we see this all the time. Noah and I and people in our space see this all the time.
Are you saying there are tons of stories of this?
There are tons of products.
That business, it's an arrested development example. You know, it's got all these little, there's that one little voice that says, oh, well, I need it to be perfectly doing this, this, and this. That's fine, but that is a 3 to 4 year development cycle, not the 8 month development cycle.
And then
cycle.
You watch the other versions of it hit the market. You know, three other versions have already hit the market.
You could have been on the market for 3 years now with the product we developed, which was good. It was okay. Granted, it is not.
Could have been working on version two.
It's not a Ferrari, but it's a pretty decent Civic.
Yeah.
I was going to say Chevette. Civic's an upgrade from a Chevette, I think. Love Civics. So. It was my old audio adrenaline song, my Chevette. Anyway, so let me ask this too, as far as, and again, keeping on the topic of arrested development, because I was kind of making the point that developing a product-based business, it's not a movie. It's not, and kind of what I meant by that is it's not this plot arc that is, you know, goes in an expected way. And it's not, the ending, the climax and the wonderful ending may be nothing like what you thought it was going to be at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it might be that you have to be willing to say yes to version one because it can get on the market and it may only do 60% of what you really wanted it to do, but I can produce it that way. And it's almost like an unsolvable math equation or a show that doesn't really ever pay off and even shows you things that never happen. Right.
Well, you know, we brought this up before the show, but I'm going to bring it up again. Is that if it's like any movie, it's almost like Pulp Fiction in the sense that it bounces back and forward in time. And it's kind of the end of the movie before you're able to piece it back together.
Yeah, good point.
Of, you know, what was the actual path from A to B on this?
And this is why you can't explain inventing to people when they reach out to you and they say, can I have 15 minutes of your time? Can I have a 10 minute chat? I never do those because you can't get there. You know, in one call, in 10 calls, it's going to take time and all of these steps. You just can't. Yeah, it's worthless. Like, so now, these calls are worthless.
So Tiffany's bringing up Frasier. She's Dr. Crane. You can't. And his brother Niles didn't like doing pop psychology on a 5 minute phone call. So
I'm listening.
I'm listening. Okay.
So I don't mind doing the short phone calls because I can very quickly explain just what you just explained in the sense that, you know, we can't get you there in five minutes. But yeah. Tell me what you got and I'll tell you where we can go from here.
And there's always money in the banana stand. So,
I haven't even seen that. And I laugh every time he says it. That's because I think of banana hammock for some reason.
But hello. Anyway. All right.
We're going to, associate that with pregnancy brain and move on.
Yeah.
Boy, too many
at this point,
jokes.
I don't really care.
Must change topic. That was my Captain Kirk.
Speaking
impression.
Of friends, remember Phoebe wanted to change her name to Princess Consuela
Banana Hammock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Mike responded with, fine, I'll change my name to Crap Bag. Mike Crap Bag? No, just Crap Bag. First name Crap, last name Bag.
And he went on to be Ant-Man. So
that's
awesome.
Right. Paul Rudd. Well done. Okay. Now we really want to, okay. So I do think we're getting close. This might need to be a two-parter. So I think we're getting close to maybe wrapping up.
Do we have the brain power for the second one is the question.
Well, I'm on the show, so the answer is no. So the Bluth company, George goes to prison. Michael did have some success and he did get, he did have things pop up that he just, and it was constantly dealing with. So let me ask this. How do you give some advice when someone's in the midst of that, they're having to say no to this and yes to this and deal with this spinning plate and come over here and deal with this issue or problem. How do you keep moving forward? What are some, give some advice, both of you, to, does it need to be that we just take a moment and go, hey, that actually worked out. Hey, I did accomplish it. Give some advice of keeping people moving to get to the next season of Arrested Development.
You rolled a lot in there.
I pulled that out of my backside.
Relying on the advice of people like Noah who know what they're talking about and actually feeling at peace with that, you know, saying, okay, if he advises this, I'm going to have to put my faith in him and I'm going to have to.
So listen to wise counselors.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, now we got biblical in the middle of talking about Arrested Development.
Well, heavy with child, wise counselors, it's all are great with child.
Great with child.
I think, unlike the character in the show, you do have the benefit of increasing the size of your cast. I mean, you can bring in other people that are not the dysfunctional problems in your company to assist with that. It could be someone like me. It could be someone like Tiffany or you know, even someone just to bounce reason checks off of. That's something you can do. I think to go back to the question, I think you have to learn to almost the way emergency rooms do. You have to learn to triage things a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I've got a gunshot wound here. I've got a nosebleed here. I've got someone with the sniffles over here. Yeah, you got to treat all of them, mm-hmm. but you know, maybe you just give the nosebleed guy, okay, here, hold this on your nose. I'm going to go treat the gunshot wound. Mm-hmm. And then you come back to that guy. And then the sniffle person, you maybe get an assistant on or whatever. Maybe they don't have to be the number one thing, but they do need attention. You can't just focus on the gunshot wound guy, because the nosebleed guy, he might die, you know.
And then Noah just described is basically going to be your whole entrepreneurial journey. That's basically what you're doing is running around plugging holes.
So we should have chosen ER instead of that's another show.
I never could watch that.
See, the reason, maybe the reason we stayed on movies is if we started down this road of TV shows, it's just going to go from one show. We're channel surfing. We're flipping. No, I think I like that. So
every time I walk in on an episode of Grey's Anatomy that my wife is watching, she's gone back and watched them all. It's some weird thing like, oh, this guy's encased in concrete and now he can't pee. And, and because he can't pee, his all his numbers are way off. And
I just don't understand watching worst case scenario things unfold when I'm already like living half of it in my life. Like I'm trying to avoid.
How do all these horrible things happen within 5 miles of this one hospital?
Right. Because it's in Chicago.
Yeah. That's Seattle.
Okay. Sorry. ER was in Chicago.
Yes. Yes.
I misplaced my fictitious hospital dramas.
Get it together, Stephen.
Anyway, all right. So I was gonna kind of wrap up with one last little thing here, and that is that one of the other things, again, going back to plate spinning, going back to Michael and trying to keep the family from totally dysfunctioning and the companies. There were moments where he had to. And it isn't just no there. I think one of the things that you might want to do is know when to walk away or know when to shut something down. Maybe not the entire business, but that's going back to the very first time we've sat and talked with you. That's one of the things you see is kind of part of your role is to go, you can't do this.
Right.
At least like this, that isn't going to work. So I sometimes the Arrested Development means you need to stop the show completely.
Sure.
Right?
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, sometimes the most valuable thing I can do for a person is spend an hour telling them this is the reason this will not work. And unless you can solve these things, you don't have a business. Mm-hmm. And a lot, you know, sometimes people hate hearing that and they go off and they pay somebody else a bunch of money to do something that's still not going to work. Sometimes they go off and solve those problems and they come back.
Or they're wise enough to move on and stop.
Yeah. And then sometimes they do just stop, which, you know, that's still better than dumping thousands of dollars into something that's doomed to fail.
And I've said it a million times, every single entrepreneur I know who has a successful product is that third person. They have passed up ideas. They have given up on ideas. They have closed down companies and started new ones. I don't know a single one that didn't have like a couple failures in their pocket, you know?
Yeah, you've got another idea around the corner. This isn't the one, you know, there's other opportunities.
So I'm gonna close down this part of the topic, whether we decide to do a second part around Arrested Development. I will do this by saying that last little topic and that last little concept reminds me of course, one of the greatest theologians in my life, Jerry Seinfeld, who in talking with another comedian was talking about television. Both of them had had successful TV shows. And he said, the thing that continues to amaze me about television is here is something that people spend hours, months, years, thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars of creating a product, putting it on TV, giving it to people and say, here it is for free. And the vast majority of times with those shows, the general public says, we don't want it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And what do they do? They do it again. Yeah. So you think of all the pilots and all the shows and all the fall, you know, advertising for these various shows that, hey, watch this show. And it never lasts more than eight episodes because here the people think we know what everybody wants and they show it and everybody goes, I'm not watching that. That's stupid. So, and that comes from somebody who created one of the most successful shows, which by the way, NBC for most people didn't want and NBC barely wanted and said it didn't test well. So
Shark Tank was like that in the beginning. It tested well, but it was one of those viewer things where we were like crossing our fingers going, ooh, is it going to make it? And then it just
fantastic. All right. So I think we found a good stopping point. So do you have any, on next episode?
Next time on Product Genius, Tiffany decides her baby's name.
And in honor of one of my favorite comedians who recently passed away, I will say that, and on next time on Product Genius, Steven admits that he is a deeply closeted man, but I'm not gay. Go look that up on YouTube. When Norm Macdonald said that to Larry King, and Larry King, what? So you're a homosexual? No, I'm deeply closeted, but I'm not gay.
Norm Macdonald.
I miss him.
Rest in peace.
So, and Noah, how's your banana stand doing? Is it doing well?
There's money in the, there is always money in the banana stand. That's right. We're doing well. Obviously, like I said, I'm exhausted. The reason I'm exhausted is I'm very, very busy right now. Now love to hear from you. Got something you want to work on? Yeah, we're still reach out, but
what about your banana hammock?
That's your product. Oh, okay. Hold on. I was getting to you.
No comments on banana hammocks.
Yeah, finish talking about your company. Then I'll get on her.
I'm sure you can order one on Alibaba. But products Quick Start's doing very well. We have a lot of very good clients, a lot of products entering the market in the next few months.
It's exciting.
Assuming that the cargo ships can actually reach port.
Yeah. We'll have to share some of this.
Your mouth to God's ears?
Yes. So, but yeah, we're doing what we do, and we're bringing some new equipment online in the prototype shop, and it's all good. I just need to find some time to get some sleep.
Product, I'm going to get some video of the prototype shop. That'll be fun.
Productquickstart.com.
Yes.
And make sure and do the contact us form. Fill it out completely, please.
Please.
Especially if you want to get through the triage quickly.
Yes, the contact us form is important, but there's also a self-assessment form there. Fill that out. That really helps me prep for a call with you. And
if you don't, then you have sniffles, and you'll just need to wait in the ER until...
Well, if you don't, I'm going to send you to it anyway. It's just going to add time before we can talk.
Got it. Tiffany, your new banana hammock product will hit the market when? And I was going to say, will Igor be modeling it? But I don't want him to hurt me, so I'll take that back. Whoa! There we go. Now there's a revelation. She's great with child, and apparently there is a banana hammock in her house. TiffanyCrewmans.com.
Yes, TiffanyCrewmans.com. You can see all the projects I'm
working on. And obviously you're going to take some time off when this wonderful child arrives in the world. And in the meantime, people can still go to your website, take part in your course, find out more about it. And it's a self-study thing and well worth the time.
That's it.
And if people listen in our archives, especially to the coup episode where Jody and I were in the studio alone and said all kinds of deep, dark secrets about the show, we also gave a special code that you can use to get a discount on that. Course, but I better stop saying that because now that's a couple of shows that I've done and I need to stop from here on out. So for Noah with Product Quick Start, for Tiffany with TiffanyCrewmans.com, I'm an independent financial advisor. You didn't hear about that until this point in the show, but I can't tell you my website, so just search my name and go to JodySmith.com if you want to learn how to podcast because he helps produce our show. This is your slightly annoying co-host. I'm about out of power and out of time and out of energy, so we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.